Agenda item 9, discussion and possible action on recommendations for allocations of limited groundwater supplies.
So important to note here, that one word in the agenda item, limited groundwater supplies. That's where we don't have enough to cover all the needs. And so what we're recommending is that you start with the same type of supply allocations that were used in the 2021 plan and adopt and employ that methodology to adjust supply allocations using available data information from the WUGs. What we've tried to do in this slide is summarize that WUG by WUG and municipal and utilities according to, again, this is from all of the meeting minutes and what we can have drilled down and discerned from what was done in the last plan. And half of the sum of the well capacity times 95% for county other, 125% of the 2020 use for irrigation, mining, and livestock. We would just use the projected demand in each decade. For power, it would be 125% of the 2020 use, and manufacturing the same 125% of 2020 use. And then as a consideration, we would have equal consideration for municipal and non-municipal uses. In other words, as Tony said earlier, then assuming that if there's a reduction because of limited availability, everybody is treated the same.
It's a proportional reduction, but it's a proportional reduction applied to all use categories. So it treats all of them equally. Now, what that does is just so you're making informed decisions, is that you're going to have more needs. You're going to have more needs identified as opposed relatively compared to if you were to say prioritize municipal and say, OK, hey, we're going to try and preserve municipal and we'll do a proportional reduction on the other categories. You could do that. You'd have less overall identified needs, but that wouldn't necessarily be treating all of them equitably. In the past, the planning group has made a policy decision that, hey, we're going to treat them all equitably. It's all going to be the same. Those proportions are the proportions still a proportional reduction, but we do it across the board. And that's what was adopted in the previous plans. That's what we're recommending be adopted for this planning cycle, but I'm telling you all that just so you guys make an informed decision for this plan.
Have we talked to any of our manufacturing or mining folks to see if they had any thoughts? I mean, we'll obviously get that feedback at the larger meeting. I'm just curious.
We haven't gotten any feedback back from them. We sent the surveys out.
Okay.
And was asking along these lines about these supply numbers, but no, we didn't get.
At least there was one chance before we get back to the big group with some feedback, and even though it hasn't been received, it may be that they're not quite understanding everything that we're working with here. Again, this is another one of those situations where. Dealing with availability and the way it's defined. So.
And one of the keys here is talking about that using available data information from the WUGs. It's been our experience that you get a lot more conversation and engagement when you identify a need. And so, boy, howdy, when we're identifying those needs, I will expect, and that's why we crafted this language the way we did, is that it allows us the leeway that as we collect information from the WUGs, or we start showing a need and they go, well, wait a minute, what's my supply saying? And how did you get there? That we can work with them. This allows us the flexibility to work with them as we identify that. Of course, we did our first surveys. Of course, we reached out and talked with folks in that first survey round. But where we need more info, and particularly where we start showing those needs, I think that'll get more folks' attention. There's many that engage with us already, but there's those that will get more with waiving a need.
Yeah, they may have drilled a new well. They may have new capacity of some type that we're not aware of, given the data we have to work with. Yeah.
Any thoughts or questions from the committee? All right. You want to move forward to the next slide, or do you want to?
Well, I think that's the end of that agenda item 9. I guess we would ask for the same support of that and a vote there for that recommendation that's up there.
Did you? Okay, you move forward on the slide while I wasn't paying attention.
Oh, I'm sorry. This is the summary. Gary had.
I apologize. You move forward while I was not paying attention. All right. Any other thoughts from the committee? Is there anyone that would like to make a motion? All right. I have a motion from Kathy Turner Jones.
Yes. You want me to read that?
Sure.
Recommend the proportional reduction for all WUGs consistent with the methodology used in the 2021 plan. Or prioritize municipal utility and then, the first one, sorry.
Yeah.
I was just reading.
All right, so we have a motion. Do I have a second? I see Jennifer looking up, but I see her waving. I'm not sure if that's a second or not.
Do a thumbs.
We're going to call that a second from Jennifer Nations.
I kept trying to unmute. It was like doing everything but yeah, I'll second.
That's all right. Thank you, Jennifer. Any further discussion on this agenda item? All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Okay. And Jennifer said aye and she waves. That's 5-0. I guess. No one voted against. I believe I had 5 ayes, so no one not voting. All right. We're in 5-0 approval there.